We need God's grace, mercy. He said, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. We can find mercy and grace to help in time of need. There's a shifting in the church, a shifting in the spirit realm. Normal pattern will have to be fold up. And the revelation, the rhema, the rim, and the rhythm. The revelation, the rhema, the rhythm, the rim, and realities must set into the church. We must stand out. Church must stand out. Before the church can stand out, the church must stand up. A peculiar potential, an infinite potential. The church must take her rightful place in miracles, signs, and wonders. That's where she stand out. That's where believers stand out. If we don't stand out, just get in the crowd. We're supposed to manifest. Manifest what science says impossible. You follow? We're not. The Lord is dealing with me apostolically. We're not standing out enough. We're not a big enough invitation. We cannot only move in revelation, but we have to move in manifestation and demonstration, out of the ordinary. Are you following me? Yes. And so to do that properly, we have to, certain things we have to understand, certain things that only the Holy Spirit can begin to show us and begin to use us in that area. And so I think we're at that point now as apostolic believers. I have to keep emphasizing that because the book of Acts, that's what you're dealing with, apostolic believers who were moving in a realm that wasn't normal. So sinners want to know what they were doing. Sinners don't even want to know what we're doing because we're so much like them. When we start using our powers right, start using our abilities right, you got it. We got it. Christ live in you, right? We have it. We should be different. If for lack of a better word, we should be putting off different vibes when we walk in a room. They should know a particular person have walked in this room. Not just I'm a Christian. And so it's my job and the team around me to bring you to the position where you understand this thing better. So we gotta go through a lot of traffic. That's a lot of church traffic out there. I mean, they're going every kind of way. Traffic. But when the real things start manifesting, you can hear bricks. Wheel squealing. Man, we got to stop this. This is something else going on. So years and years and years, and then we're going to sit down and get in the word. Years and years and years and years and years of tradition have sort of, I don't want to say that, sugar-coated the gospel. And therefore, all you get is sweet taste, you call it. But you really don't know the real value of other tastes. And so this morning, I have a message that will take us to places that we need to go. All right, you may be seated. I want you to get your pen out and start writing. I want to make a statement that you probably never heard, but I want you to have it. Heaven and the believer's health is the same thing.
Hallelujah.
Write it down. I know it's kind of foreign to you, but I want you to get it down. Health and the believer's health It's the same thing. What happened to the believer, they switched system because they didn't know that they already had help. Your body, you listen to me, Wilbur? You listen? Your body was designed by God as the health creator. Your body. Health creation is in your body already. That's the way the Lord designed your body, to continually create health in your body. So I could say, scripture-wise, I'm going to show you many ways, that you are designed by God to be a health creator. The way he made your system, it'll keep creating health if you come in partnership with it. You are designed by God never to be sick. But you switch system. You switch system. You put more trust in a natural system than you put in heaven's system. And you have to come back. You were not supposed to be sick. You were supposed to be praying for the sick. We got in the sick line because of lack of revelation and lack of anointing and lack of insight. So write this down. Turn to Luke 17. You can write and turn at the same time. Turn to Luke 17. Write this down. Unlocking the kingdom of God help within you. Unlocking the kingdom of God health within you. For the believer, health, Luke 17, for the believer, health is not something you look for. Health is something you own. Let the world look for health. But within you, if you see it right, the kingdom of God health. Never heard that term before. Anybody ever heard that term before? The kingdom of God health, Robert, is within you for the tapping into. Just got to know what you're doing. Are you following me? You're a believer, right? Yes. No sickness or disease, watch how I say this, supposed to ever stay in your body. It may come, but we must know how to tell it it's unwelcome and have enough power to drive it out. Now, before I read the text, there's three or four things that I have to say to you. I want you to, you know, the Bible says, so then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's a certain type of hearing. It's not natural hearing. It's hearing supernaturally. It's hearing God. When you hear God, it's not normal. It's not like me and Charles talking. When God, me and Charles talking to each other, it's not like God talking unless we're talking God's word. So what I'm saying to you is, you have to have a certain type of hearing, an inner hearing, an inner seeing. Come on now, you're not going to be able to go with me. An inner understanding. An inner application. And inner receiving. Lord's half of y'all right there. And releasing your power and strength from the inner man. That's how you are different than an unsaved person. You shouldn't be in the same line with an unsaved person. The church got in the line with the world. And the world's supposed to be lined up trying to get to us. Because we got so much power and we live so different. So before I go to my text, you have to understand I'm talking out 1 Corinthians 2:10, moving out of 1 Corinthians 2:9. Go ahead and look at it. I want you to look at it. Got to move out of it. See, this is the church preaching and teaching and anointing works from the inner man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It does not work on the outside. It influences the outside. Yes, sir. But it does not function from the outside. If you try to function in health from the outside, your body don't know no better. But if you do it from the inside, your body knows it's supposed to be healthy. See, that voice said, eyes have not seen, no ear heard. See that? See that? And it says, so what happened? If we get in this voice, but as it's written, eyes have not seen, no ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them. That's outside. See, that's outside. And so that's where we've been trying to get help. That's where we're trying to get our help from, the outside. I know we've been praying, but I want to get to take you deeper this morning. And then the 10th verse said, see, the 10th verse moved into another territory. It had one word, reveal. What about if I make this statement, I'm going to let the Holy Spirit reveal my health to me. Write that down. Write that down. That's beautiful. I'm going to let the Holy Spirit reveal my health to me or reveal to me what to do about my health. Or reveal to me how to receive my health supernaturally. Or reveal to me how to receive my health from the hand of God. Are you seeing me? Yes, now, body of Christ, children, it's there. It is there for you. It is there for you. I know pain's there and symptoms are there, but it is there for you, supernaturally. And as you listen from the inside, the Spirit will start revealing to you things that you did not know. What happened when you're looking for something but looking for it in the wrong place? You're not going to find it. What? You're not going to find it? You're not going to find it? But I'm looking for it. But I'm looking, man. I look all night and all day. I'm looking for it. You're looking in the wrong place. Ask the person next to you, are you looking in the wrong place for your help? Come on, talk to me. And Ronald hollered, you're not going to find it if you're looking in the wrong place. For years and years, we've been looking in the wrong place for help. We have not looked unto God as we should, because the church thinks just like the world. And all the time. All the time, you have authority over Satan. You have authority over sickness and disease. Unless the Lord lied about the name of Jesus. Unless sickness and disease is greater than God's word. Unless the Holy Spirit is tripping when he told us he healed everybody. Now, I'm going to show you in Scripture, Scripture by Scripture, this morning, how to take the keys of the kingdom of God and unlock your health. How to take the keys of the kingdom of God and unlock your health, and you'll be healthy the rest of your days. And die when you get ready. Luke 17. How can I say this, Lord? We are not to be like everybody else looking for help. It's something else we do. We don't look, we seek. But we don't seek the help. What we seek causes the help to come. All these things. A certain thing you seek, you don't look for it. You seek it. You can't look for it. You have to seek it. All right. Luke 17. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Luke 17, 20. Luke chapter 17, verse 20. You're looking in the wrong place. And when he was demanded of the Pharisee, demanded of who? Lost as a goose. The church became Pharisaic because they're looking for something that they only can find on the inside. You cannot find it on the outside. You can't find it in the natural way. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. You can't see it naturally. You've been trying to see your health naturally. There's no natural answer to your help. You might can receive some help, but it's not help. No difference between help. There's only one person. There's only one person that can bring help to your body. Everybody else is assistance. Y'all don't want me to preach up in here. Hospitals can't bring help. They can assist you until a help arrives. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Now notice verse 21. Neither should they say, lo here or lo there. Lo here, lo there. That's where you've been looking for your help. Lord, yeah, you're looking here, you're looking there. And what's bad about it, let me get country here. You ain't found it yet. You're still looking. You're looking in a bottle. You're trying to find it in a bottle. Trying to find it in a tube. It ain't there. It's in you. It's the wisdom of God, health wisdom. Health knowledge, health understanding, health anointing. It's on the inside of you. But you're looking for it everywhere else. You're looking for it on the internet. And the one on the internet is sick. everybody's sick without God. Without God help, everybody's sick. So he says here, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo here, there, for behold. What is it then? The kingdom of God is within you. Oh, my goodness. So here's a note. This is not a physical kingdom or visible kingdom. It is a spiritual kingdom. Right? Who are with me? But let me ask you a question. Let me stop right here right now. Is your health important to you? Well, I want y'all to line up in here because I'm trying to teach you something this morning by the Spirit of God that's going to extend your life and also give you a good life, and also what you've been dealing with, you'll be able to deal with it supernaturally. But you have to listen from the inside. You can't be waiting on an emotional church. It's time for us to live. Good life, abundant life, fruitful life, joyful life, happy life, sound life. Because we got a God big enough. How many of y'all God big enough for this? I mean, it almost discouraged us and took our plans from us because we're not trusting him enough. And that's what my job is, to tell you that your help, the kingdom of God help comes to the body of Christ. The kingdom of God help is on the inside of me. Put your hand in your stomach. The kingdom of God help is on the inside of me. I know all them lies your body telling you, just tell it, shut up. They've been lying to you like it is in control. Your body's not in control. You in control. Your health does not work from the outside according to the flesh. Turn to Matthew 16. Talking about health. Matthew 16 talking about health. Going to Matthew 16 talking about health. May I help you? Here's what the Spirit of God is saying. What I need is a revelation of my health. Woo-hoo-hoo. Write that down. What I need is a revelation of my health. Yeah, I don't need to hear all these reasoning stuff. I need a revelation. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You so interested in a prescription, God can't give you a revelation. But the Holy Spirit going to help us today, right? Because you know he come back. He comes back. He's going to come back. The Holy Spirit going to come back. It's not through when I finish. When you lay down. When you walk around in your yard. The Holy Spirit is going to say something to you. Because he loves you. I feel the presence of God here. Somebody in here thought they never was going to be well. Today it changed. Somebody in here thought they never was going to be free of sickness and disease that went on and accepted as a lifestyle. But that's over today. Because the Holy Spirit, you listening? Going to give you God prescription. and a miracle gonna hit your body. A sign and a wonder gonna hit your body while you're sleeping. I pray that God operate on every one of y'all like he took the bone from Adam and made Eve. I pray while you're sleeping, he take sickness and disease from you and make health while you're sleeping. Give your life back to you. You his child. He can do it. But the high percentage of the time is partnership. We don't know how to be in partnership with him. Expecting beyond the natural. Let me put this full reading, Matthew 16, so you have this in your note. Knowing how to use the keys of the kingdom, and what it means is, what the keys of the kingdom is a badge of power and authority. You know, like the policeman wears badge. Yeah, the chief of police is my second cousin, and you know, then the sheriff of Gonzales, I got badges. I got the big bag like you wear outside. I'm gonna come here one Sunday morning with it on, if y'all understand, so I can lock some of y'all up if y'all don't act right. Put my badge on. But you have a badge of authority you wear, and you're gonna start using it. There's something else go with it. I'll get back. I'll get it. There's something else go with it, because there's something else go with it. But the kingdom. But oh my, knowing how to use the keys of the kingdom. Keys of the kingdom. Say it, keys of the kingdom. Do you know you have them?
Yes,
all right, keys of the kingdom, and it's a badge of power and authority. Now, here's what the Lord doing this morning. He's releasing the divine government of your help. It always been there, but he's releasing the divine, there's a divine government over your help. You're not a regular person. Now here in Matthew 16, there's two verses, I think. Matthew 16, verse 17. My goodness. Verse 17. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon, but John, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee. See, you're back in 1 Corinthians 2, 9, 10. But my Father, which is in heaven, and I say unto thee that thou art Peter. You with me? Verse 18. And upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. Verse 19 now. Read verse 19. Now, very simple. The Lord didn't lie, right? So if I bind sickness and disease, it's bound, right? If I lose health, it's lose, right? Now, let me show you how foggy we have been as believers. Because I don't know if I never said this. I lose health in my body. When the last time you said that? I lose health in my body in the name of Jesus. Wow. You know how powerful that is? Huh? Instead of talking about your pain, you that ad to say, I lose health. He told me I have a key. Whatever I unlock, You see, your mouth is a key. Because that's the way it unlocked the word. I lose health in my body in the name of Jesus. Say it like you mean it. You have that authority. You understand that? Turn with me to Galatians chapter 2. It's another scripture I have to have. Galatians chapter 2. Hallelujah is right. Hallelujah. Now we're all up. That's why I told you had to see from the inside. See, I'm talking from the inside. Your body, that knot on your body and that bad breathing and whatever else you're dealing with, you can deal with that. That's what I'm telling you here from the Word of God. I'm not going to be much longer. I feel the Holy Ghost coming real strong here. Now, I don't know if you want me to do something else up in here or what. I'm available to do whatever he want me to do. But something going on up in here. I hear something about a stronger moment. I'll be the body of Christ in a stronger moment, just a stronger moment up in here. Because you're going in your right place and you're not just being tickled and entertained, but the Lord putting your feet on solid ground, that you'll know how to fight the good fight of faith. Hold fast to your confession of faith without wavering, knowing that he is faithful to that promise. He's a real God. He's not just a Sunday morning God. He's a God that's concerned about my health. And we got to stop being complacent about this and just act like it's not real. It is real. And the glory of God is here for it. I sense God present is here for it. God looking for his children to receive what he has done for them. Jesus is standing up right now. He's going to find a people who are going to receive what's right for them, not going to die ahead of time, and not going to die suffering. I come against every disease, every sickness, every malfunction organ in here in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I ask the Lord to replace that organ right now. Give them a new heart. Give them a new kidney. Give them new lungs. In the name of Jesus. Give them new knees. Give them new backs. Give them new bladders. Feel the Holy Ghost. Give them new strength, Lord. In their legs, in their backs. Give them new strength. Give them new livers. New kidneys, Lord. New prostate gland. new female organ. Give it to him. Hallelujah. Somebody about to shout because he told me something. Care's not close. You understand what he said? Case, your case is not closed. Don't care what you've been told, your case is not closed. Your case been reopened this morning. Sit down, I'm going to tell you something that you never heard before. Get ready for some I am surgery. I just heard that a few seconds ago. I am surgery. Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with Christ. I'm crucified with Christ. You see it? I am surgery. I'm crucified with Christ. The surgery began. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. Oh, no. But Christ liveth in me. Now, you ready to dance? Hold your finger there. Go to 1 Corinthians 6:19. If this verse is true to you, 1 Corinthians 6:19 is true to you. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? No, Lord, we didn't know. We've been living like sinners. No, we didn't know. Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? What? Uh-oh. Y'all got a lot of fingers here this morning. And remind me where I was. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Is your body the temple of the Holy Ghost? Yes. All right, turn to Acts 10:38 then. If your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, if your body belongs to the Holy Ghost, look at Acts 10:38. Something's supposed to be going on in your body. Out of the ordinary, if your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, something's supposed to be going on in your body out of the ordinary. Not just if your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Just as if the Bible know what they're talking about. What? Know you not? That's the problem. That's the problem. That's the problem. Because what you don't know, you can't expect. What you don't know, you can't respect. Now we know we need faith here. Right? You can't receive nothing from God without faith, right? Faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God, right? What I'm putting out is to stir your faith up in another arena. Know what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, and you're not of yourself? You see, you're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God. Is your body glorifying God? Can your body glorify God in sickness and disease, in line with sinners? Shouldn't you being saved make a difference? I wish somebody, Calvin, I wish somebody in here would pray with me here. Shouldn't you have a different walk? A different strength? A different presentation? Talk to me, members. Talk to me. I'm talking to you. Talk to me. I'm trying to put something in you because you got faith. I'm stirring up your faith, stirring up the gift that's in you. Because this normal pattern been going for centuries in the church. We're just like everybody else. But God said, no, my kingdom is on the inside of you. I am surgery. Look at 1 Corinthians 2:2. I'm determined not to know anything among you but Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's the knife right there. That's the surgery right there. You have to crucify your unrenewed mind. Because they take up on the same thoughts pattern as the natural man. Talk to somebody next to you. Tell them, you know you're not just natural, right? You do know the glory of God is available to you. Tell them. You do know you're a partaker of his divine nature, right? Look out. I am is a kingdom of God key. Ephesians. Chapter 1, verse 3. Here's another key. I have. I am, I have. Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. I'm already blessed with help. What I got to do is receive it. Talk to me, God. All I got to do is receive it. It's already mine. I have it now. Listen very carefully. My body do not rule me. I rule my body. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ who has blessed us. And you know how I love Psalm 103, verses 1 through 3, don't you? It's already done, man. Bless the Lord, all my soul. Forget not, bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Then those five benefits, who forgive all my iniquity, healeth all my diseases, deliver my life from destruction, crown my head with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfy my mouth. Hey! Now let me show you a secret. I'm going to show you a secret. You need to use your Bible this morning. Romans 12 and 2 and Psalm 103:3. Romans 12 and 2 and Psalm 103, verse 3. The word in both of them is renew. Be not conformed to this world, be you transformed by what? That you can do what? What is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God for his body? Notice how I say that. For his body. You ain't got no right to be sick. You just listen to somebody who told you you can't be well. You didn't listen at the natural, more you listen at the spirit. But that changed today, right? Yes. Come on, do this with me. I got to get you to do something. That changed today. We're stroking today, partner. I said, we're stroking today. See, you got to get that mind renewed before the other renewal can take place. See, it's not a body trap. It's a mind trap. The good, the acceptable good and perfect will of God is that your body be healthy. How many agree with that? Now, I told you, members of this church, you have to know we're called in a special zone. I can't preach this little entertainment message to you and make you feel good. And you go out there and get in the line like everybody else. God is using us. I don't know how many online today, but God is using us all over the world to bring apostolic government back into church. This is not a normal pattern, a normal message. This message lets you know you got the power on the inside of you. You need to activate it. You need to use it. I am.
I have.
There's another key. I can. But Philippians 4:13. I can. I am. Say it. I am.
I have.
I can. See, you need to know these keys. I can do all things through Christ. Now you see, why I started out with Galatians 2:20, your I have been crucified. Your I been resurrected. Your I is the same as Jesus. How many listen to me? Now, here's the I can key. I can do all things through Christ. What strengthens me? So I can have health. I can be healthy through Christ. What strengthened me? In health. She's key. Takes faith to work them. I am.
I have.
I can.
I will.
I will is another key. Turn to Philippians 2. When you put your will in partnership with God's will, everything gonna start happening for you. This is a generational message. Generation coming behind us can be to step into this. As Junior said, they don't have to go through all this other stuff. Oh, my goodness. Now, if you don't get this, I am, I have, I can. All those are keys. Got me? You have an I am key. You have an I am key cover all the other keys. I have. Got it?
Yes.
I can. And we had I will right now, right? Yes. Now, here's your help. In these two verses, I'm about to read your help. See, health actually is a salvation word. Your help is in your salvation. You got me? See, when you became a child of God, you became a healthy child. But your mind been deprogrammed and reprogrammed to think your health coming some other way. You can have a system, but your health, a cut can be sewed up, but can't be healed. God got to do the healing. Talk to me up in here. Help cometh from God. Say it.
Help from God.
My help
cometh
from the Lord.
My help
cometh
from the Lord.
I said,
my help
cometh
from the Lord.
Now, what I'm about to show you now in my conclusion today, what I'm about to show you, you're going to have to participate. Your health is based on a divine partnership. And you will have to participate by faith with God about, now watch, I'm about to say something now. I'm about to say something that's going to sweep the world. I don't know what way to say it. Salvation help. Or say them both. Health salvation. Jesus paid for my health on the cross. So my health and heaven are synonymous. They both was paid for by the same thing. You hear me, Donald? They both was paid for by the same thing. Me going to heaven and my health cost the same thing. Now, how many of y'all believe you're going to heaven? How many of y'all know you're going to heaven? How many of y'all know you're going to hell? Because they're both salvation. See, faith can't work without hope. The word don't just reveal faith, it reveals hope. There's a special hope being put in you now. In your private time, you're going to have to deal with this. You've been lifted from a normal place by the word of God. Help is my salvation. As sure as heaven belongs to me, help belong to me. Health is heaven on this side. Health is heaven coming to your body. If Jesus is not sick, I'm not sick. If the Holy Ghost is not sick, I'm not sick. If God is not sick, I'm not sick. If the kingdom of God is not sick, I'm not sick. If the word of God is not sick, I'm not sick. I am is the key. This I will key here. I'm going to close. This I will key. Philippians 2. You got a shower clothes on? Oh, my goodness. Verse 12 says now, wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. Now look what he said. Work out your own salvation. Work out your own help with fear and trembling. Now notice the next verse. God won't get in on it. For this God was working in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Work out your own help. Work out your own salvation by knowing what is rightfully yours, and you supernaturally take it. There are three keys in one verse. I close. I thought I was going to do, but I'm going to go ahead and get it all out. Three keys in one verse. The I live key, the I move key, and I be key. There's seven keys you've been given. I am key. Turn to Acts 17:28. The I am key, run them all. The I have key, the I can key, come on. The I will key. I received the seed, sir. All right. The I will key. The I live key. The I move key. And I be key. $200 check. For in him we live. Talk to me. And move. I'm moving in hell. I'm living in hell. I'm being in it. You better say something, man. You know, we've been gone so long until coming back don't seem right. I say it more than y'all heard. We've been gone so long until coming back don't even seem right. Church, I say we've been gone so long. Coming back don't even seem right. For we have accepted too much. In the name of Jesus, complete health come into my body right now. According to God's word. And see, you have to say that at time when you're by yourself, when you're driving the car, when a pain hit. Don't talk about the pain. Get angry. Get a holy anger on you. Get your hand off of my body. In him, I live, I move, and I have my being. And my being is a healthy being. I receive so. My being is a healthy being. That's a thousand dollars right there. I want you to point at somebody and tell them, I call health in your body right now. In the name of Jesus. I don't care, tell them, I don't care what kind of sampling you got. It's not greater than God's word. I don't know how many of y'all know Deion Sanders. Yeah, I mean, you all know that. Do you believe in language? He was a bad boy. I mean, he'll tell you. How many of y'all remember Cassius Clay? Clay said you go down in the night round, you know. I mean, just say you going down the night round. Big old guy, Clay said, you going down. Deion Sanders, Noel Cassius Clay was better than Jesus. So we're telling sickness and disease today, you're going down. Touchdown! Hallelujah! You're going down. Woo! Somebody scream. Keep on screaming till hell hits your body. You're going to have to work it. You're going to have to work it. You're going to have to work it. See, your faith got to catch a hold of this message. You got to go over and over and over it again. And doubt going to try to come. But take out your key. I am.
I
have.
I can.
I will.
I live.
I move.
I be
healthy.